Contrary to Fact, an Iliad fanfic written by Wiostiense and read by Sylvain. Summary. Tres viae quibus cogitant, si Patroclus viverit. Three ways in which people think, if Patroclus were alive. Sententiae omnis acierum Achaicorum, etiam Agamemnonis, qui culpae pars maior quibus quam est, idem sic incipiunt, etiam si non finiunt, si Patroclus viveret. Si Patroclus viveret, putat Ulixes, qui Nestorem secundum magis, qui quam Achaeorum sapientia praecedit, et nullum dolo, fortasse furorem Achilles, qui dolore et culpae onere grave primatur, retineri posse. Nunc magis magisque in dies Peleides ut semi vivus vivit, et clarius solis radiis Ulixi, nisi mox impetum faciant in Troiae Moenia. In Hectorem, ex hominibus infelicissimum, qui manibus Patroclum percutere ossos est, nescio quo dies urgent ut Achillem, amentem amici amissi amore, solum impetum in Troianos factum profectum esse, inventuros esse. Deende ferocissimo Achaeorum mortuo, in perpetuum hic manebunt, gerentes bellum Menelaui dignitatis causa, et nulla acies vincit. Ita cogitat, stratis sedens et uxores suae, filiique ignoti sui reminiscans. Si Patroclus viveret, putat Thetis, mari maerens et fletu vado adens. Ita Ulixes, agnoscit filium suum mox moritorum esse accipit. Principio cum primum oculis suis Patroclum aspexiset, ilium et filium suum aparcis designatus esse scriverat. Animus duobus corporibus unus ut neuter sine altero longum vivere tempus possit. Ditis regno duos iterum junctorus esse, putat. Sic sit. Modo paulum quo modo vita futura esset, si Patroclus viveret. Quia medulis suis certe, scit eum vixisse et operae pretium non est, alio modo cogitare, quo modo futurum fuisset. Multa milia anorum vixit, et lus filio mortuo vivet. Ulius mors parvi est. Si Patroclus viveret, cogitat Achilles, et nihil plus putare potest. Dolorius est, ut de nihilo cogitet. Pro doloribus dies cessatas meminit. Cum Patroclo pugnat, cum Patroclo iocatur, cum Patroclo copias suas dicit, cum Patroclo imi regnim Deum superat, Patroclum equutatur et amanter complectitur, amantis nomen annelans. Diem cu Patroclum iterum se iuncturum esse expectat. Fabula redita ad linguam Anglicam. A translation. The thoughts of every man in the Achaean troops, even of Agamemnon, who has a greater share of the fault than anyone else, begin in this same way, even if they do not end in the same way, if Patroclus were alive. If Patroclus were alive, Odysseus thinks. Odysseus, who, following Nestor, excels more than any of the Greeks in wisdom, and following no one in craftiness, thinks in this manner. Perhaps the rage of Achilles, who is weighed down by grief and by the heavy weight of his shame, could be held in check. Now, more and more every day, the son of Peleus lives as one who is half dead, and to Odysseus it is clearer than the rays of the sun that if they don't soon make an attack against the walls of Troy, against Hector, the most ill-fated among men, who dared strike a hand against Patroclus, on some day, he doesn't know which, They will wake to find that Achilles, driven insane by the love of his dead friend, has set out alone to bring battle against the Trojans. Then, after the fiercest of the Argives has died, they will stay here forever, fighting a war for the sake of Menelaus's honour, and neither side will be victorious. He thinks in this way, sitting on his bed and remembering his wife and his unknown son. If Patroclus were alive, thinks Thetis, while she grieves in the sea and adds the salt water with her weeping. Like Odysseus, she recognizes that her son will die soon, and she accepts that. From the beginning, when she had first glanced upon Patroclus with her eyes, she had known that he and her son had been marked by the fates. One soul in two bodies, so that neither one of the two can live for a long time without the other. The two shall be joined again in the kingdom of Hades, she thinks, as it should be. She only thinks little about how life would be if Patroclus were alive, because in the marrows of her bones she knows for certainty that he has died, and that it is of little value to think in any other fashion how it would have been. Thetis has lived for many thousands of years, and after her son is dead, she will live for many thousands more. The death of one man is of small importance. If Patroclus were alive, thinks Achilles, and he cannot think of anything more. It is too grievous, so he thinks about nothing. Instead of his sorrows, he remembers bygone days. He fights with Patroclus, he jokes with Patroclus, he leads his troops with Patroclus, and with Patroclus he conquers the god of the infernal kingdom. He makes love to Patroclus and embraces him lovingly, gasping the name of his beloved. Achilles awaits the day when he will be joined again with Patroclus. The End.